רבותיי, בוקר טוב, ערב שבת שלום, ערב ראש חודש טוב, השתבח שמו, שבת, ראש חודש ניסן, הבא עלינו טובה ולברכה. I want to share with you something that I saw in the Sefer Echalot. It's a Kabbalistic Sefer that's attributed to Rabbi Ishmael ben Elisha Kohen Gadol, the Tana Kadosh, one of the Asara Rugei Malchut. It says in that Sefer that there's a special room or a special chamber in Shamayim that only opens on a Shabbat when three Sefer Torah are taken out of the Hechal.
Who says it?
The Sefer Echalot. It says Mefurash. This Shabbat is one of them. It's a very, very special Shabbat. Big Eitz Ratzon. The Admon Bet Yisrael Migur, he said that every person should pray by Ptichat Echal of the Shabbat. That's why the Shabbat Ptichat Echal.
Starting
at 10,000. It's huge, huge. It's a gadol meod. For personal things that have to do with ruchaniyut, it's mutar. Growth in Torah, Yirat Shamayim, Avodat Hashem, Shidduchim, is b'seder. Now, therefore, or even health. Health in order to be able to do Avodat Hashem. So everything then becomes, yeah. I want Parnassah so I can learn better. Yeah, okay, da'aseh tova. Nakon, nakon.
Is it good? It's good.
So, by Ptichat Echal, kol echad yitpalel b'kavana gdola. Everybody by Ptichat Echal, it's a segula gdola me'od during the Shabbat. There's a chamber. It doesn't, the whole Shabbat. There's a chamber open, a chamber open in Shamayim. Don't waste even one moment of the Shabbat. Torah, utfilah, and kriyat tehillim, and limud Torah, as much as you can. Don't waste a moment of the Shabbat. It's a huge, huge thing, especially Rosh Chodesh Nisan, is Yom Tov. That's why we don't say the biggest gift of the year, for Sfaradim especially, is Chodesh Nisan. The whole month, Yishin. En tachanun echad afim. Why? Everybody loves it. Shtabach Shemo, that's the biggest gift.
Attendance goes up 20%.
Somebody told me there was a minyan in 54. I don't remember if it still happens, but he said, whenever there was a yishim in the minyan, people stood up and gave a standing ovation.
I don't know about the clapping. I know, like, opening champagne, but I don't know
like clapping. Especially on a Monday or Thursday. Now, in this week's parasha, Parashat Tazria, it's not for naught that we read Parashat Tazria this week. Gam Rosh Chodesh, Gam Parashat HaChodesh Tazria, speaks about, by and large, primarily, the Netzara'at, the Netzara, all sorts of different things. There's a Gemara, Masechet Nedarim, that writes, Arba'a Chashuvin Kamit, there are four people that are considered childless. There are four people that are considered dead. Even when they're alive, they're dead. Who are they? The Gemara says, a blind man, a poor man, a person who doesn't have children, and Mitzora, person with Tzara'at. Nachon, Rasha'im B'chayihem Kareem Metim. But that's because of his averot. We're talking about people who are considered dead, not even if they're big tzaddikim, just because of circumstances in their lives.
No money, like Yaakov Avinu. They said,
"Alifaz said he was." Nachon, chashuv kamet. Nachon, chashuv kamet. Now, keilu avaru batim min ha'olam. Doesn't say he's dead. It's considered. He's not. Nobody looks at him anymore. Once you reach 100, who's looking at you? Who thinks about you? Now, listen carefully. What are you going to say? Why would you say for a second that a person, all of these people, are like me? Why? Because they're tremendous. They suffer a lot, tremendous suffering. No children, tzara'at, blindness, poverty, all these things, tremendous suffering. What are you going to tell me? That's like being dead. That's not true. Because we find many places in Tanakh, David HaMelech writes, Yasor yisera niyah v'lamavet lo netanani. He says, Hashem made me suffer a ton, but at least he didn't kill me. What do you see from David HaMelech? As much as you suffer in this world, you know it's even worse than suffering?
Dead.
If you're alive, tagit toda. We find that the three advisors of Paro, who are the three advisors of Paro? Yed Yitro, Iyov, Bil'am. What was each one's reward / punishment? Yitro, who ran away, got Moshe Rabbein. Achon? Iyov, that was silent, he got Yisurim, he got suffering. And Bil'am, what did he get? He got killed. Now, obviously, who has to get a worse punishment? Bil'am or Iyov? Bil'am. And what was his punishment? Death. Iyov was suffering. So what do you see from that? Says the Sichot Musar. Obviously, death is worse than suffering. So why we say, just because they're suffering, they're considered dead? No. Explains the Sichot Musar. He says a huge yesod. And I need you to understand this very deeply. He says, you know, in life, what is the number one, I would say, desire or urge or what is a person so genetically predisposed to in this world, says the Sichot Musar, is to give to others. Person needs to give to others.
if you ask a person, you know, why bar minan? I don't know if you know. You should never know. Childless couples. Yeah, couples of bar minan suffer from infertility. They don't have children. Such a tsar gadol. People pay millions of dollars in order to maybe conceive in whatever fertility treatments visit. Why are you suffering so much? Say thank you. You don't have extra expenses. Your house is always clean, always quiet. Visit. Why do they suffer so much? You ever ask yourself? Why? And you know what? Many people who have kids, the kids grow up and they're chutzpanim and they go off the derech. Tagit todah that you don't have these problems. Why are they so despondent? Why are they so broken that they don't have children? You know why? You know why? Because there's no greater pain in life. You know what's even greater pain than not getting? Not being able to get is not being able to give. Says the Sichot Musar. Same thing by the Ani. The Ani, you know why he's considered dead? Not because he doesn't have money for himself. It's because he doesn't have money to share to other people because he can't be a beneficiary to other people. That's a basic necessity in life. A person wants to give. A blind person. What's a blind person? Not only can he not see, but in order to sympathize and empathize with other people, to interact with people, you need to see them. The Torah says by Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayigdal ha'ish vayetzei lechav, vayar besivlotam. Moshe Rabbeinu grew up and he went out and he saw their suffering. Why saw? Says Rashi HaKadosh, Natan einav velibo liot metzer alehim. He paid attention with his eyes and then with his heart. In order to feel something with your heart, you have to be able to lay eyes on it. Without being able to see, besides for the obvious inconvenience in the life of that person, you know what the real pain is from? I can't fully interact with people. That's a big, big deal. And finally, says the Sichot Musar based on the Rambam, Metzora. Why is the Metzora considered like dead? What's the punishment of the Metzora? Where do we send him? Badad yeshev chutz lamachane moshavoy. Kick him out of the camp. Why? Exactly. The first ever quarantine in Tanakh was by the Metzora. Why over there? Why do we do that? You know why? The Rambam says, it's midah keneged midah. He caused with lashon hara, with tzara'at, which comes as a result of lashon hara. What does lashon hara cause? Machloket, sin'ah, whatever. And it causes friends, causes people who are close to now get separated. Now midah keneged midah, we're going to take the guy who spoke the lashon hara and kick him out. You don't deserve to interact with people until you reflect on what you did and you do tshuva. Get out. That's what we do. That's the pain of tzara'at. Now he says, I can't give to anybody. I can't interact with anybody. I can't associate or socialize with anybody. That's the real pain. That's why we say chashuv kamet. Not because of the physical pain, even though the physical pain is unbearable. But what? The inability to give to others, the inability to shower other people with goodness and with abundance, that, Rabotai, is life-altering, and that is the biggest form of tzar, even worse than death, that a person can ever endure. That's what the Mitzvah teaches us, Rabotai. I appreciate you listening. Thank you for coming today. I wish you all a Shabbat Shalom. Chodesh Tov. Yizkur Shanim Rabot. Na'imot V'tovot. This month should be Simcha V'sason LeYisrael V'ezat Hashem. Geula V'simcha LeYehudim. Geulat Olamim V'ezat Hashem. V'nisan Yigalu V'nisan Atidin LeYigael. This is a month where we have, it's already Mesugal for, just like we had the previous, the Geula, the first Geula of Am Yisrael from Mitzrayim during this month. V'ezat Hashem, the final Geula will happen during this month as well. בסימן טוב ומזל טוב בעזרת השם. כל טוב, שבת שלום וחודש טוב.
שכוח רבי.
אש כוח.